conversation. The Easter lilies are blooming. The daffodils are blooming. Easter has come and gone. We can have Easter again, though. Easter part two here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Good Friday, folks. You missed it last week. Okay, we'll give you another one.
You know what? Today's still Good Friday. You want to know why?
Why is that?
Because it's Friday.
Friday. All Fridays are good. All Fridays are fun.
Yeah, that's good.
April 25th, Ken Kessler is here. Jennifer Horn, Richie's off today. Roberta's off today. So here we are moving our way down the runway, not very slowly. We're going to have, speaking of Fun Friday, on Fun Friday, we ought to have a little bit of fun. And we're going to meet a gentleman who has written some children's books, including a book called The Moon is on My Side.
Cute.
Meet him later on this hour on the Doug Good Day program. Meanwhile, the disgrace of the week, Kenny, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, on the Arizona Veterans Administration scandal. What do we have there that people are not happy about? They ought not to be happy. This is so disgraceful. I don't know what else to say about it other than it is outrageous to the nth degree. So what do we have to report?
Lee says it's inexcusable. Sam says it's criminal. James says, I hope this isn't a common practice amongst the VA hospitals across the country.
Well, apparently...
Probably it, more than we want to admit to.
Yeah, that's probably it. That's not. I'm chuckling about it because it's so inept. The whole administration in the veterans world, this has been something that's been a problem for years and years and years. You can talk to some people who have been through the VA system who think it's wonderful, who think it's swell, and that's good. But if it isn't, why isn't it? Why isn't it really good for everybody? How can you have a list and then the secret list of veterans who are waiting for treatment and how to handle them, and the result of that, at least 40 of them die while waiting for treatment? You can't sue the government, but man, you ought to be able to sue the government in this circumstance. Oy. Next, speaking of oy, I keep going back to Cliven Bundy and the racist sort of remarks he made. That term we all know is overused to a certain extent, but the guy wasn't smart. He had a lot of support, and then he said something stupid, race-related, and now he has no support. Done, finished. He's in the same category now, maybe not quite as bad as Frazier, Glenn Cross, or I remember this fellow.
Right, they call him crazy extremist, and he won't be taken seriously from here on out.
Right.
Even though it's a serious claim.
It is. It's an important thing, but the government comes out ahead because this guy doesn't know how to keep his mouth shut or get focused like a lot of other people who get public recognition, get attention, and instead of staying on message, they get off and they wander around. And they feel like people they have this power. Okay, well, everybody's listening to me. I'm going to tell them what else I think. Not a smart move, pal. You've now lost all of the support pretty much that you had. Now, I made reference to Frazier Glenn Cross or whatever his name is. I think the last time we talked about him, his name was something else, right? This is the guy who's accused of murdering those three people outside the Jewish facilities in Kansas City a week or so ago. He, according to one article that I wrote, that I read about him, I don't think I'm going to be writing any articles about this boob, he was born again at the age of 49. The feds gave him a new name when he was released from prison, along with a new social security number and a new place to live. The idea was to erase any connection to the man he had been before. His name was Frazier Glenn Miller before.
Brand new start.
White nationalist leader, spewer of hate, but also a federal informant. So even though he was a KKK member, apparently the feds got him on doing some things he wasn't supposed to. So he ratted on the KKK. And
jeez.
You didn't know this? You didn't hear this story?
Have you seen this picture? I mean, this guy
looks
like a winner.
But the federal government using guys like this, I mean, it's not new. That's how Whitey Bulger got away with his stuff as long as he did. Because he was a rat. He turned and ratted on some of the people that he paid to do things to other people, the unspeakable things. Well, this guy, same thing. So he got into a different family. He moved to Sioux City, Iowa, published an autobiography, enrolled in a truck driving school, and then became a trucker for the rest of his practical working life. He wrote, after prison, the freedom of the open road is gloriously exhilarating. And then, the subject of this nationwide manhunt, who knew, he'd been declaring war everywhere he went on blacks and Jews, and created a following.
And he also wanted, I mean, he also had some, I guess, they were trying to tie him to shooting at an adult bookstore where there's a lot of like gay clientele as well.
Right. Yeah, he didn't like gays, didn't like blacks, didn't like Jews. And he wrote in his diary, which became a book, "Let the blood of our enemies flow and flood the streets, the rivers, the fields of our nation. Rise up and throw off the chains which bind us to the satanic Jewish controlling environment. They rule the federal government. Let the battle axes swing smoothly and the bullets hit their true mark." This is a guy you want to have around, right? Mm-hmm. And the federal government used this guy as an informant. Murderer by night, agent by day. So I just kind of wanted you to know, if you didn't know, Kenny didn't know, and never mind, was he was connected to the KKK, but he was involved in all kinds of paramilitary activity,
the White Patriot Party. When they picked him up the first time, before they gave him the new name, they found him with grenades, rifles, flak jackets, like, all. I mean, this is just his life. People don't change their stripes.
Nope. And so, do I want to tell these stories? Well, I think these stories are important to tell because we are in danger of letting these people, and maybe you can criticize me for giving them that attention, but I think my reason for doing it, you can tell me you think I'm wrong, was to take away whatever credibility he had. Didn't have much. Now I think he's got zero. Anybody disagree?
Well, and I also think it's important for us to know how the government works. That the government is willing to give people new
guys
chances.
Guys like this?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's important.
He would have been, he never would have come back to the surface again had they not legitimized him after his first arrest. That's, you know, who's that on? That's on you and me. It's like the VA administration stuff. If we claim that we run the government, if we are voting, if we are supporting, if we're paying for the government, then why is all this stuff going on? That's my continuing sort of rhetorical, not so rhetorical question. 15 past the hour, Friday on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Here's the way to have a good day. Join Denise Jennings. Join Tom Mosier. Join Kevin O'Brien. Join Kathleen Farnham. Join Kathleen Stuber. These people, among many, are the ones who have signed up in the first week. I guess this is the end of the second week, though, now, right? Or is this the first? This is the second week. I've been talking about BuzzBox Coffee. Go to DougSteffen.com. Go to DougSteffen.BuzzBoxCoffee.com. Yesterday we found out from Jeff Erickson, who is a fellow that came up with the idea for BuzzBox Coffee, about its one of the things that I got distracted on a number of years ago, and I said this to this fellow yesterday, was me thinking coffee was bad for you. In fact, coffee is really good for you. It's very good for you. And what I'm trying to do by bringing everybody under the tent here, go to DougSteffen.com, click on the BuzzBox logo right-hand side of the homepage, and you'll see me with a cow. What's a cow got to do with coffee?
With the cream in your coffee, I guess, right?
Maybe, yeah, right. Well, actually, what I'm trying to do is get about 1,000 people to sign up for this so that I can support better the World Vision Cow Program. With 1,000 BuzzBox subscribers, I'll be able to purchase 25 cows for this program, which will provide 2,800 glasses of milk a day. And it also will go in some way, shape, or form to helping me save the farm in Framingham that I've been trying to save for the last 4 or 5 years. So the two of them together, all about help. But what it does most of all is help you to the best possible cup of coffee. Jennifer's drinking it. Michael Fortier's drinking it. And you can drink it. Sign up. Get the deliveries. Go to BuzzBoxCoffee@DougStephan.com.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams' Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams' Boston Lager.
Sam Adams!
I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes out next to Boston beer.
Hi, it's Doug Stephan with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com. Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Inventory isn't about products, kid. It's about money. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. I hate overstock. I hate understock. I hate wasting time. I hate wasting money. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger KeepStock solutions help us manage our facility's inventory so we have exactly what we need when we need it. No more, no less. It's inventory management my way. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you. You don't even need to be a musician. Just look in attics and basements because they're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the trade-in, trade-up event at your local Guitar Center, now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? They'll pay on the spot for qualified used gear and give you a great deal on your new gear. Find details at your local store and at GuitarCenter.com.
800, wait a minute, why am I giving that number? That's the old number. 888-302-3684 on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. I keep going back in my mind, Jennifer and Ken, to something that I started in the last hour of the program, the focus on fat cat smokers. With all of the focus on e-cigarettes, that sort of thing, and keeping cigarettes out of the hands of young people and regulating this and regulating that. You know, there's a show that's hosted by a guy called Cigar Dave. You familiar with that show? You carry that on CRN?
Jennifer? No, I do not.
All right. Kenny, do you know that show?
I've been heard of it
for a long
Magic
time.
Magic Matt Allen does the Outlaw Radio, which is all about cigars and stuff.
Doesn't Likas do that? I think
Likas does a tasting room show where he talks about wine and cigars. Yep.
Yeah, right. So why aren't cigars regulated is my question. Why?
Because the government smokes them. Haven't you seen the movies? I got a deal for you, Dougie.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Beyonce, who has landed herself on the cover of Time Magazine, Jennifer, the annual list of the 100 most influential people in the world. How in the world is she considered one of the most influential people in the world?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Thank you.
She's influential in business, I would say.
Yeah.
She's influential in fashion and in music, but in the world, I don't know.
Well, let's get some of the other people who are celebrities that are on the list. Amy Adams, who is she influencing? She's a nice actress.
Absolutely. I think she influences less than Beyonce, actually.
Yeah. Matthew McConaughey. McConaughey. Hey, he. What about him?
McConaughey. Well, he won an Oscar.
Robert Redford.
Okay. I wonder how they picked these.
I mean, exactly. I don't know how they... This gets all this press attention, but what are they... Miley Cyrus. Why is she influential?
Is she really? She influences pop culture quite a bit.
Really? Robin Wright?
Oh, definitely not.
Carrie Underwood?
Definitely not.
Kerry Washington?
Hmm.
Yeah, that's what I thought. All right.
Well, you heard what they... You do know... You know that English actor, just while we're talking about Beyonce? You know the English actor Rupert Everett?
Yes.
Okay. He is apparently quite opinionated, and he was interviewed in Mail Online over the weekend.
Right.
And they were just asking him about different celebrities, and he said, Beyonce, she's got elephant ankles.
Is that Beyonce? I saw that he said that about somebody, but I couldn't remember who it was.
Elephant ankles, and talks about marriage like no other woman has ever been through it.
Really?
He said, quote, her and Jay-Z live like a modern-day Greek god and goddess. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, well.
Kind of funny. Simon Cowell, he said, what he's done to the British music scene is devastating. And he talks about the royal family. He loves William and Harry and just cute stuff. He's just very outspoken.
Were there any more stories about Mr. Obama having an affair with Beyonce? Wasn't that floating around
for
a while?
Oh, that was the rumor. Maybe that's why she's so influential. Good call, Doug.
Thank you. Hello? Beyonce?
Pillow talk.
Richard Gere is playing a homeless man in a movie shooting in New York called Time Out of Mind. And he apparently is so good at it that yesterday a lady came up to him and gave him a bag. Because he looked like a real homeless person. He got a bag of food from this lady, and he never broke character. He took the bag and said thank you to the lady. He's been in New York all week long.
Make you feel pretty good, right?
Yeah, well, he's a good actor. I think he's a very good actor, frankly. I think
the whole thing with the gerbil, I think, was just overblown.
Well, but how do we know that was really true?
I know. Everybody knew a nurse that worked in that hospital.
Right, exactly. And the fax machine that it was supposedly, you know, think about all of that stuff. That's one of those wild rumors. What do we call that? What's that, Kenny? What's that called? Yeah, thank you. An urban legend. Right. Yeah, that is an urban legend. Here's a story from your boyfriend, George Clooney.
Yeah. You know what? When George and I get together and date, we're not going to talk politics.
No, okay.
No.
Well, I had dinner with Steve Wynn.
In fact, we won't talk at all.
Who runs some of the biggest casinos and hotels in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Dinner with George Clooney called the president an a-hole.
Steve Wynn did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not only once, but twice.
Right.
And so George Clooney said,
by the way,
the president is my friend, and will you call him that? And Wynn said, again, your friend is an a-hole. So George Clooney looks at Wynn and said, you're an a-hole, and gets up and leaves. Wynn says George had too many tequila shots. Clooney said there were 9 people at the table. You ask the rest of them. I'm probably going to go with Clooney on this one, even though I do sometimes agree with what Wynn said. 28
I like it.
After on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. According to some recent research, 62% of dogs aged 10 years and older will experience at least some type of the following symptoms, which indicate that your dog has canine cognitive dysfunction. If you have a dog that seems confused or disoriented, the dog may get lost in its own backyard or get trapped in corners behind furniture, pacing and being awake all night, or any change in sleeping patterns. Loss of house training abilities. Previously house-trained dog may not remember and may urinate or defecate where he normally would never go. Decreased activity level, decreased attentiveness and staring into space, and even not recognizing family, friends, members that he's known before, and even the dog next door. But you know what? There are things that can be done. Years ago, it was one of those things where the dog was just getting old, nothing could be done about it. But now there are medications. Speak with your veterinarian. There are medications on the market that can really help you and your pets cope with cognitive dysfunction. It doesn't have to be the end. It could be the beginning. I promise. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people, because they asked me, Bob, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847. 1-800.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Bidding you a good day, 33 at the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program around the country and around the world on a lot of great sites, DougSteffens.com, CRNDigital.com, right, Jen?
Yay, yeah. Yay.
Jennifer's dad and she run CRN Digital. Joining us in a few moments, a gentleman who's written a wonderful story about sharing. A child's book called The Moon is on My Side, happens to be a friend and a neighbor, and I wanted you to know his story, so he'll join us in a few minutes. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, things that are going on. How many of you realize, raise your hands please, how dirty the dollar bills are that you have in your wallet, in your
pocket? I try not to think about it. It's gross.
All right. Take a guess at how many different types of bacteria are found on the average $1 bill. Keep going. Kenny, would you say 80?
No, I said, ugh.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'm going to go with a whopping 100 different
100.
Types of bacteria.
100. No, keep going.
No, higher?
Yep.
Oh, 1,000?
I'm going to bring in, I have with me, let's be kind of fun. I'll bring you in. Dr. Kaed Khalil is here. He's the author of the book, The Moon is on My Side. And he's eager to, as a chiropractor, he thinks about and knows about a lot of things that have to do with the body. Nice to have you here.
Oh, thank you.
Hi.
Thank you for having me.
You want to keep, you can't read upside down like you're an IRS agent, so you can't see the number, right?
No.
He's sitting across from me in the studio. All right. So keep going. Everybody, you're
140.
Nah, way low. Kenny.
Oh, I just saw that the story's on DougSteffens.com. So I shouldn't.
Okay. You got the story. The number of bacteria that are typically on a $1 bill, 3,000.
Wow.
Different types of bacteria. 3,000 different types of bacteria. I thought that was of interest and importance. Here's some news about Jason Timberlake, Jennifer.
You mean Justin?
I mean Justin, him too. Jason's his younger brother.
Right.
Reports claim that after partying at the Crystal Cologne Club in Germany, he left a $4,000 tip.
It's pretty good.
For the staff.
Wow.
He was in town for his 2020 experience.
Maybe you should think about tipping us, Dougie. Just saying. What would Justin do?
This is the awkward silence part of the show.
What would Justin do?
I'm liable to ask, what would, what would Monty Python do? All right. Thank you very much, Jennifer, for calling in. I have in years when I was doing fairly well, I can remember, and I've told this story on the air, and then it bothered me that I told the story because it sounded like I was being a jerk.
Oh, you were bragging.
I didn't, yeah. That wasn't the reason I told the story, but it came across that way.
What story?
I told a story about giving, this would have been probably 7-8 years ago, during the mid part of the first decade of our the century we're in now.
Back in the good old days.
Yeah, back in the good old days when we were making a lot of money doing this radio program. The essence of my charity, at Christmas time we always feel good. I remember going any number of places, and I went to the bank and I got 10 $100 bills. It was the day before Christmas. And I happened to take a cab ride. I gave the guy a $100 tip. I saw somebody on the street who was doing something, Salvation Army, $100 in the kettle. $100 here, $100 there. But I didn't tell anybody for a while. I told my daughter, actually, on Christmas Day. I may have told my children. And my son looked at me and said, with disdain, why did you do that and tell us? It's fine to do it, but don't tell anybody.
Did he call you Daddy Warbucks?
No, he didn't call me Daddy Warbucks. But you know what? That brings around, when I've said this any number of times, and I'm trying to remember the most recent time that we had this conversation, when some celebrity, I think it was Angelina Jolie, gave $1 million to something or other and then crowed about it. I think if you really are sincere, that's just my opinion, maybe somebody has a different take on it, but if you're really sincere, you don't brag about what you're doing to help other people. You just kind of do it.
Yeah.
Now, in terms of this, the coffee that we're promoting now, the new Doug Steffen BuzzBox coffee, which is the official coffee of the Good Day program, I'm convinced that if we can get 1,000 people to sign up for BuzzBox coffee, we'll be able to do some really great things for a number. I think as I look at the stats, if we can bring in 1,000 BuzzBox subscribers, we'll be able to purchase 25 cows and provide 28,000 glasses of milk per day in countries where they have real problems because people are not getting enough of the right kind of nutrition. That's why I signed up to do it, because I'm not making any money on it. I want, in fact, to give the other money to help my farm down the street, and that's what we're doing with it. So another reason for you, never mind the coffee's really good, but another reason for you to sign up at BuzzBox. Actually, go to the best place to do it is DougSteffen.com. Go to the BuzzBox box, the orange box right inside of the homepage. I'm eager to have everybody get to know Dr. Khalil. You were starting to say something.
And actually, that ties into what you were saying before about sharing. You know, people who have it, if they share it,
right,
the world would be a better place.
Right.
And sometimes it's okay to talk about it, but not to brag about it.
Yeah, I think it just kind of, I mean, we all have our passions. Mine, as you know, being my neighbor, Johnny, I'll give the official introduction. The author of The Moon is on My Side, a story about sharing, which happens to be where we are right now. It's kind of why I wove the way I did, is Cade Khalil, who is a resident of my town, Framingham, Massachusetts. He calls it his town now. Yes. Where are you from originally?
I'm a Palestinian refugee. I grew up in a refugee camp in Beirut, Lebanon.
And what brought you to America?
When the civil war started in Lebanon and things were getting tough in 1976, I had a scholarship to come to the United States, and I took it and went to college in Kansas and became an engineer and later became a chiropractor.
So how'd you go from being an engineer to a chiropractor?
Well, the engineer of, you know,
bodies,
bridges and roads to the body, you know, the structure, the bones, the muscles, the nerves, you know, working with that.
Mm. You have an American wife.
I do.
And how many children?
I have 3 boys.
Were they the inspiration for The Mood is on My Side?
Absolutely.
You know, how so?
When my oldest two, they were in the car, and we were visiting my in-laws, and We get in the car. We had a nice day. We get in the car. The sun was just setting, and the moon was like, you know, there in the sky.
Right.
Yes.
Pictures that are in here. I'm looking at the book, and not only did you write the book, but you're also responsible for the illustrations as well.
Yeah, I loved doing the illustration. I used to enjoy doing that as a child, but you know, I was told not to do that because that was going to feed me later on in life.
Say that again?
My mom was concerned that, you know, being an artist is not a, you know,
it's not a way to make a living.
Yes.
Really?
So.
This, your mom and dad were both Palestinians?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Both. Did they stay or did they come out too?
No, my father passed away in 1988, and my mom actually right now lives in California with my brothers and sisters.
So most of you came, the whole family came here.
The whole family now are here in the States.
How often was that? I think I'm going to digress a little bit because your story is a good one. How often is it the case that people who you knew, you grew up with, would leave that area and go to some place in the world that was safer?
A lot. I mean, people looking for a better life, chances, and I have friends and cousins actually all over the world. I have a lot in the U.S., and I have cousins in Germany, in Norway, in Sweden, in Canada, any place that opened for some of the refugees to come and get citizenship and have a better life, they took it.
So what do you think, when your homeland is in the news like it is today, the Israeli peace talks, Palestinians back at it again for a while, and now the Israelis say they aren't going to participate anymore because the president of Palestine wants to form a government with Hamas.
But they have dealt with Hamas. The Israeli government has dealt with Hamas at so many different levels. It's just a delay tactic. Whether the Israelis like it, whether the Palestinians like it, the Palestinians and the Israelis, their lives are intertwined together, whether they like it or not.
It's all brother and brother.
Yes.
You know, I don't think I told you this. One of my best friends in life is a guy named Uri Geller. Do you know who Uri is? If you look him up, Google him, it usually is synonymous with Spoonbender. He's an Israeli. He fought in the Six-Day War and shot a Palestinian. He would tell you the story and killed him. And the sense he's been out of Israel for a long time, came to this country, became very successful as an entertainer, lived here for a while, lived in England and has lived in England for quite a long time. Now he's going back to Israel to live. And it's interesting when he talks about what the situation is with the Palestinians. It doesn't sound a whole lot different than what you just said. Most of the people on both sides are annoyed because the leadership doesn't seem to be able to want or isn't motivated to want to fix the problem because it's good politically for either or both sides.
Well, it's in Israel also, you know, when they elected Netanyahu and he's doing all this stuff with the, you know, putting roadblocks for the peace process and moving forward and continue to build settlements, which are against international law.
Right.
And the U.S. doesn't do anything.
No. Well, because the Israelis are our pals.
Well, it's more than that. I mean, Israel and the American Jewish lobby in this country controls that.
So would you say the Palestinians have no lobbying force at all?
No.
In this country?
Not even if they do a little bit, not as powerful and as big as the American Jewish lobby in this country.
So how then, and I'm off on this, I actually want to read this book on the air, frankly. But just a sort of final question on this from your perspective. How does it get solved?
Just like what I said, our lives are intertwined. People need to start connecting with each other. You know, I have this book about sharing, and I have another book coming out, actually. It's called The God We Share, because a lot of the issues over there involves around God.
Yeah.
And
have you been to Israel? I mean, since you were in Palestine, you've been on the other side?
No, I have never been to Israel, but, you know, growing up in Lebanon, and I came here, and going back, you know, it's all the little stuff that the Palestinians and the Israelis can do with each other.
Yeah, well, they do. Actually, that's the point I'm going to make. I've been in Israel four times, and standing there, whether you're on the Mount of Olives, or you can still drive down the street to where one side of there's a trolley now that separates Jerusalem from the Palestinian side and the Israeli side, where there used to be a wall.
But that's the problem, too. That's the discrimination that nobody knows about in here. If you're a Jew in Israel, you're fine. But if you're not, you're not fine.
But the Palestinian, there are a lot of Palestinian kids that I've met over there who go to school with the Israelis. There's a Christian contingent. They're all, they pay no attention to the differences that the politicians continue to inflame.
And that's what it should go on and on, because eventually, in a few years from now, just like what I said, their lives are intertwined together.
Yeah.
You know, settlements. They need to move on. They need to bring more Palestinians in. They need to ease the tension with the Palestinians. They need to ease the tension in the West Bank. And all that is You know, I'm also...
It's frustrating.
It is frustrating. I mean, I took a year off. I used to be on the board of directors of a place called Neve Shalom Wahad Asalam, which is Neve Shalom is Oasis of Peace. Neve Shalom is Hebrew. Wahad Asalam is Arabic for Oasis of Peace. Right. It's a small community of, like, 50 to 60 families who live together. It's a village between Jerusalem and Tel Aviv where people live together. Mm-hmm. You know, right. Muslim, yeah. Christians,
right.
Jews.
Right.
And they raise their kids, they teach them Arabic and Hebrew, and they know English, and that should be the model for the rest of the country.
Do you think that the Muslims, Christians, and Jews living together as we do here in this country set a good example, other than what the news media would have us believe, or some people that are axe grinders? You don't have any trouble exercising your religion here, do you?
Absolutely. But what you're saying about it's all the media doing something. Yeah. For example, if something happens with the guy now this morning when I woke up, the Australian guy who was drunk in the plane.
Three.
But you don't.
Oh, you mean the guy tried to take the plane? Yeah, right.
But you don't see an Australian, they don't say Australian Christian guy.
No.
But if it was if the guy was a Muslim, you would say...
That'd be the headline. You're right.
And it's the same thing if somebody is Jewish. They never said, you know, Madoff, the Jewish swindler.
Right.
You know,
but he was a Jewish swindler. He was a swindler and he was a Jew.
But my point is that they don't.
You know what? They do that a lot with blacks
as
well, right? When somebody's identified as a criminal, he's not identified as a white criminal.
Yeah. No.
But often, if the person is black, he's a black criminal.
That's the discrimination that continues, that it should. I mean, in this country, there's an incredible job, people integrating together and living together, which is wonderful. I'd like to see more of this stuff in Israel, in some of the areas. Because you go to the West Bank, I mean, there's roads who only for Jews only.
Yeah. I don't remember seeing those, but that's interesting.
So,
all right, before we run out of time, The Moon is on My Side. I'm going to read a few pages. This is a wonderful book that brings together the aspects of family and friendship. The book starts out, "The sun was out when my family drove to visit my grandparents' house. The sunshine was beautiful and bright. We ate good, delicious food. We had some bread, some chicken. Dessert was chocolate chip cookies and ice cream. My grandparents read wonderful stories to my brother and me. We colored a big red heart and wrote on it, 'We love our family.' When we left my grandparents' home, it was dark outside. The moon was out. The moon looked beautiful in the sky with all the stars. The moon was on my side as we drove home. I told my brother, 'The moon is on my side.' My brother was sad and he started crying. But as we started turning right and left on the way home, something interesting was happening. The moon was switching sides. Sometimes it was on my side. I was happy when it was on my side. But my brother was sad. And sometimes the moon was on my brother's side. I was sad when it was on my brother's side. But my brother was happy. I told my mommy and daddy that there should be more than one moon, so we can all have our own moon. I wanted the moon to be on my side all the time. My brother shouted, 'I have an idea. We can cut the moon in half. I'll get half and my brother will get half. The moon will be on my side and my brother's side at the same time. This way we are sharing.' My daddy said, 'That was a good idea. We all need to share with each other.' My daddy looked at us in the back of the car and said, 'Boys, remember, when you play with your toys together, you share. You feel very good about sharing. Everyone is happy when we share. Sharing makes us happy. When you share, you make somebody else happy. When you share, everybody wins. The moon is on all sides.'" There's a little bit more to this. Yeah, I am almost there. Yeah. "When you share, you make somebody else a winner, and you let them have the moon on their side." And sharing is an important thing. And I think that children need to learn that. If they learn it as children, then that's...
Look at the back.
The last page.
No, the back of the cover.
The very back of the cover.
Yeah.
Oh. "The author was inspired to write this book when he was traveling with his children on a moonlit night. The book is about what transpired that evening. Sharing makes us all feel good. The message in this book works for children, adults, and countries." Sort of to underscore the Palestinian-American situation, the Palestinian-Israeli situation.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm glad that we had the opportunity to talk about this.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, sharing is wonderful and it's important.
It really is.
People can do it in this country and everywhere else. And
Moon is on My Side, available at Amazon.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins, we do. DoorDevil.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Discussions of how you travel safer, better, further. How do you make your dollars go further? Tom Parsons is usually here from bestfares.com. Matter of fact, I can't remember a time when he wasn't here.
Yeah, he's usually very punctual.
We can't find him, but that's okay because there are other stories in the world of travel that we will touch on as time allows. 54 past the hour now on Good Day.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus, everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, this tastes like heat. Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to staples.com every day.
Oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-3-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated staples.com/copy and print for details.
Buying a car can be a stressful experience. Well, TrueCar.com is changing car buying forever. TrueCar.com helps car buyers get rid of the fear that you might overpay. Last month, nearly 45,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network, and TrueCar users save an average of $3,046 off MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these three easy steps. First, go to TrueCar.com and find out what other people paid for the car you're looking for. Second, register at TrueCar.com to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. And the third step is simple. Just print out your TrueCar savings certificate and take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience. Every day, TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. Save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com. Visit today.
GEICO presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well.
And I am. Seems like all you do is promote GEICO's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my GEICO app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this GEICO spokespeak does have time to do other things. For instance, I do a lot of
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the GEICO app.
Tom Parsons from bestfares.com is here with us on the Good Day program. More and more people carrying their laptops with them these days, so it's not a surprise to me. It shouldn't come as a surprise to many of you that they are often lost. There was a survey that came out about a month ago, Tom, finding that airports are the place where people most often misplace their computers. 10,000 laptops misplaced in the largest airports every week. That's a lot of laptops to go through.
Oh, yeah.
People use them. Are people spending more and more time at the airport as they're there's there used to be, we've kind of gone up and down on direct flights more and more. For example, I was astonished to find there was only one airline running three flights a day between Boston and West Palm Beach during the season. It used to be American ran three or four flights a day, Delta ran three or four flights a day, US Air ran three or four. Now they're all running them through their hubs, and it's got to be really pretty inconvenient. I would have thought that somebody could have. I mean, those flights are always full. Why the heck do they do that?
So they can keep their three nonstop full. But, look at American Airlines this week. They just reported for the first quarter. Now, they did make a bunch of money for selling gates at LaGuardia and National, Washington National, but here's an airline that lost $300 million last year. Now that they're out of bankruptcy, not paying a ton of money for lawyers, they walked away in this quarter and made over $400 and some million.
Mm-hmm.
So if something's working right, and the hubs and spokes are becoming still their little thing, but the price of airfares are going up. Southwest made $155 million, the most they've ever made in the first quarter. And the first quarter is usually one of those January, February, February, March. Not too many airplanes are getting anywhere on time. So
I'm amazed that American number. That's amazing. All right, give us one quick deal, 10 seconds.
I think right now, probably the one I like the best is still New York. If you're trying to find a way to get your kids to Europe, or you're trying to go to Europe, go look at New York to Milan. $649 in the spring, and that's a
ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.